Okay, welcome. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about Charles Spencer's new book, A Very Private School. And I wanted to talk as well a little bit about interviewing him next Monday. So excited to be doing that. And yeah, a few thoughts about the book. And okay, thank you. Yeah, so next Monday, it's planned to speak with Charles Spencer about his amazing new book, A Very Private School. It's really well written. It's heartbreaking at the same time. I've not finished it all. I'm about two thirds of the way through. But I've just really touched on several levels. One is what he's been through and for his courage in speaking up. You know, I think that having written my own story down, it's really hard work, because not only do you go through the story once, so you write the story down, you then have to go back and you have to reread it. And so you have to keep going back into these dark places. I know when I wrote my biography, I probably went through it 10 or 12 times, and it's not yet published. It was rejected by the publisher. So I'm just looking at how else I can get it out there. But it was really painful each time to go back into these difficult stories. And, you know, in his book, he's talking about sexual abuse. He's talking about being beaten. He's talking about the bullying went on. And, you know, so many things that as I'm reading it, I can resonate with, because at my boarding school, I went through similar things. And there was a few things in the book which stood out. And it was just like, oh, I'd forgotten about that. One of the things was things like the words. If a master came in, he used to say KV, which is Latin. And I forget the exact word, but basically teacher or warning, you know. But we used to do that as 11-year-olds. If a teacher would come in, he talks about the same thing. He talks about their library in this book, Willard Price, and Hal and his brother, you know, going around the world. It's like, wow, these were books I read as well at school. So those were some of the things, you know, tuck shop as well. And he mentioned about drills. So all of these things I can resonate. And it surprises me that the public schools, from my understanding, is, wow, how similar they were. Another thing was, you know, getting up 1 hour later on a Sunday. Just these little things that was the same at my boarding school. So, yeah, it was kind of quite shocking. And another thing was the sexual abuse that was going on in my boarding school as well. So, other things he talks about in the book. He talks about the headmaster and just how violent he was. And he was sexually abusing people. And then other staff members, how aggressive, you know. One teacher, Mr. Maud, I think he was the swimming coach, but also the teacher, I think he taught Latin, you know, just hit kids and knock them out. And it was like, wow, you know, the amount of abuse which was going on. So I found it incredibly powerful. If you've not bought it and read it, please do. You know, yesterday it was at 6 on the Amazon bestsellers list, which is amazing. There was just other books on that top 10 were children's book, and there was one fiction, the only non-fiction. So, you know, let's get this up to, you know, as high as possible. So the message gets out there about boarding school and the impact of it. What other things? So, yeah, next week, you know, it's planned. It might not happen. I'm quite open to things that are meant to be happening, not happening. But the intention is I will interview him next Monday, and I'll try and get the podcast out there as soon as possible, because I think it would be great to, you know, to get the message out there as quick as I can. Also, I spoke to yesterday a pediatrician, consultant pediatrician called Dr. William Verling. And hopefully his episode will go live on Friday. He was actually at boarding school with me and he was also in the same house in the same year as me. So it's really interesting. You've heard me speak about boarding school and my experience of it, but what was the experience of a man who's gone into working with children? What does he think of safeguarding or the pastoral care which was or wasn't there at my boarding school? So that will go live on Friday. But yeah, I'll put a link in the bottom for Charles Spencer's new book, so you can get a copy. But it's very powerful. It's upsetting, and yet, you know, let's start to have these conversations about abolishing early boarding school. You know, this is something he's starting to speak about. Charles Spencer is, let's have this conversation. Is, you know, under 13 boarding school, you know, appropriate or not? My consideration is no, and you know, I feel boarding is good from 16 and above. Below is too young. It's too young. When you hear the stories and watching the ABC's documentary, it was about 2 weeks ago, about sexual abuse and in schools in Sydney, and also talking about Marlborough College, that sexual abuse is still going on in these schools. Even, you know, quite recent. It's not necessarily the teachers, it's more peer on peer. And in the ABC documentary, it was the boys on the girls. So, yeah, it's sad. Things haven't changed. So, yeah, really recommend his book. And, yeah, if you have any questions, please do let me know. Okay, take care.